Rock 94 and a half, play home Friday, Freeway 500 from the Empire CD, Queensryche. Guess who's back in town?
Oh, just got here.
Yeah, Jeff Tate, ladies and gentlemen, is joining us in the studio right now, and I played that interestingly enough, and it looks like you'll be performing tunes from that on your next tour, along with stuff from Rage for Order.
That's right, yeah. Fan favorites.
That's totally cool.
It's going to be fun. We can't wait. Actually, we've been rehearsing that stuff now for a few months, getting ready to play, and kind of relearning some of that old stuff is quite interesting. And you sort of ask yourself, well, wow, how did I do that? Or why did I do that? Or when did I do that? I don't remember that before.
And as a studio technician type, I'm always amazed by the production value of that CD. Right from Newbury Gal, right down the line. It's just an awesome piece.
Yeah, that was a fun project. We were really pushing the boundaries of our imaginations on that one. You know, trying to stretch out and do something maybe that hadn't been done yet. Kind of trying to rethink music a little bit. And using jackhammers and car tire screeching and really non-musical sounds, working them into our music, trying to make.
So you had a Butch Vig moment where you just, let's plug in the air conditioner to the soundboard and see what happens.
That's right. Yes.
And I Dream in Infrared, one of my all-time favorite songs on that CD.
Me too. That's one of my favorites.
That's a good one. All right. It's Jeff Tate from Queensryche, a man on a mission. And this time out, what brings you here to Spokane? It's kind of an odd season to be seeing you. No motorcycles, no golfing.
Yeah. Just a big car full of dogs. Well, we're heading over to Montana, actually. And
cool.
Get a couple of days in the weekend here with our family before we start the touring madness. So we thought we'd stop by and play us some of our new record.
Cool. And that's what you're here for, is the American Soldier. And this is quite a project. Last time we spoke to you, you were down on the Palouse and you were telling me about you were doing these sessions with veterans talking about their war stories, and you were going to turn them into an album, and here it is.
Yeah, here it is, finally finished. It was a really interesting project, actually, one that sort of just kind of happened. I was visiting my dad in Oklahoma, where he lives, and a few years ago, and he's a war veteran of Korea, Vietnam, but never talked about his war experiences. Could talk to you about the technical side of things, like how many bolts it takes to hold on a wing of a F-111 fighter jet, but emotional stuff, he never really talked about much. So I'm visiting him. All of a sudden, he just starts talking about this stuff, and I had my little travel bag there, and I grabbed my camcorder and threw it up on the table and recorded the conversation. And a few weeks later, I was home, and I was playing it for Susan, my wife, and my kid. My wife said, you got to write a song about your dad. That's really cool. That's a great story. And that really got me thinking about, his experience, the soldier's experience. And then I started asking a question, what is the soldier's experience? I didn't know. I've never been a soldier, never been in war, but I was really intrigued by it. So I figured, the only way I'm going to really understand this is by talking to the people that have been there and done that, So I started talking with people backstage at shows. I'd be at the mall. I'd see a soldier in uniform. I'd ask him some questions, that kind of thing. And as it turned out, I ended up interviewing hundreds and hundreds of soldiers for this. And as the project kind of progressed, I started getting more and more elaborate in the interviews, and also started recording them to film and better microphones and things like that, because I started seeing some interesting stories take place, and I wanted to use the actual soldiers' voices on the songs for the album. So that's what we did. We interviewed all these different soldiers, and then we wrote the songs based on their stories.
And that became the album American Soldier. If I Were King, and Rock 94 and a half way home.
I'm a fire team leader at the time, trying to get my Marines to cover so we can at least get out of the kill zone and be able to return fire and survive this. One of my very good friends, Paul, winds up getting shot. He's bleeding out and he's dying terribly.
I have so much more to say, my brother. Can you hear me? A fool is left to live as the brave ones fall. I swear if I were able, I would have done the same for you. But now you're gone and I wish I were too. time.